In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Our Lady, Queen of all Saints, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. So we're finishing, this is part three, Luis and re-entering the womb of the Celestial Father and the Divine Will. We are on page 7, volume 33, 224, 1935. Now, in order to have the triumph of the will, the life of my divine will in the creature, it is necessary that the soul knows what the divine will has done. The soul needs to know what the divine will does for the soul, and the soul needs to know it. The divine will is just what the divine will. divine will's just rights are. So these are the three things that, as you read, you're going to know what the divine will has done. You're going to know that the divine will has for the love of you, and the just rights of the divine will in your soul. So again, if you're not reading, you will never understand this. So what the Lord is looking for, us to change, to turn back to Him. Why? So that the kingdom can be established in us on earth as it is in heaven. That's what God's waiting for. And this is how we're supposed to live. So the more you read, the more you'll know what the divine will has done. The more you read, the more you will know what the divine will does for love of you. And the more you read, you will know what the just rights of the divine will are. And as you learn this, as you begin to live this, you become peace, joyful, and happy. Why? Because you enter into this kingdom of the divine will on earth as the saints possess it in heaven. So when the soul knows this, the soul shall place herself in order with my most holy divine will. The soul shall feel the one triune God who gives her life. So it's the divine will. It's the life of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit that gives you this life. The one, the triune God, who moves in her motion. The one, the triune God, who beats in her heart. It's not our heart beating any longer. It's not us taking breaths anymore. It's not us walking anymore. It's the Lord is reigning in us. The triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. With this docility to God, you begin to understand that we have no rights to ourselves. See, the human will is, I am in charge. I am going to do this, and I am going to do that, and I want this, and I... No. The divine will is, Lord Jesus, what do you want? Lord, you are the Lord of my life. What do you need? What do you want? How do you want it? I am not only your servant, I'm your little nothing who only wants you to reign in me. With that, God, then you begin to understand that you feel God who it is who gives you life. You feel God who moves in your motion. You feel God who beats in your heart beating. You feel God breathing in your breathing. And while she shall receive from the divine will life that forms her life, she shall re-give to the divine will as homage all the love, all the glory, and that same divine life that it forms in her. So we breathe back into God what is God's. Then my divine will shall receive its rights. And everything that is its, that with so much love the divine will has given to us, we shall return back into the womb of divine light. See, it's to go back to God. It's to go back to reign in God, God reigning in us. In sum, the soul shall feel reborn again in the divine will arms, in God's arms, as she who is so much love loved it and created it, as God with so much love loved us and created us. So what God wants is God wants to be God. With the human will, what am I going to eat? What am I going to do? What I'm going to say? How am I going to live? Where I am? It's all me, 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 me. And that's not divine will. Divine will is, Lord Jesus, what do you want? What do we want today? Lord Jesus, what how do you, I mean, when you get a haircut, did you ever ask Jesus, what kind of a haircut do you want me to have? I'm serious. When you put on your socks in the morning, do you say, what color socks do you want me to wear today, Lord? I'm serious. I remember once when I was in Paris, I got up and I said to the Lord, what color socks do you want me to wear? And he said, red. I said, okay, I'll wear red. So I had a pair of red socks and I put them on and I went to Sacré-Cœur. I went to Holy Mass to celebrate there, and it was the feast of St. Peter and St. Paul. I was traveling. I didn't even realize that, but the Lord said, this is what I want you to wear on this feast. It's very clear. What do you want me to eat? What do you want me to, how do you want me to live? Where do you want me to go? It's surrender to God. What do you want me to wear today, Lord? How do you want me to get a haircut? What kind of a haircut do you want me to have? It's always surrender, always docility. And the more that you do that, the happier you become. Why? Because God is leading you, God is guiding you, God is directing you, and you have to begin to hear God. You have to begin to hear Him. And the best way to hear Him is through His mother. Our Lady knows Jesus. Our Lady knows the Antichrist. And you won't be able to tell. If you don't know Our Lady, you will never be able to understand the Antichrist. The Antichrist is going to be so beautiful, so powerful. He's going to do such miraculous things that the majority of the world will follow Him. Even the elect, it says, will be there almost confused, almost sinning, because it's going to be so difficult to know. But if you're with the Blessed Mother, you begin to understand the way she understands. So again, that's why, you know, read always the Virgin Mary in the Kingdom, read always the prodigies of Our Lady. Volume 33, 6, 1935. In fact, if she has let my volition enter in all her acts, the soul can say, everything is holy, everything is pure, everything is divine in me. See, it's the holy divine will that does that. It's not doing a devotional life. It's not praying prayers. It's not doing novenas. I mean, they're good and holy and saintly. But to live a divine life is only found in the divine will. And that's why Jesus has saved the best for last. He's wanting us to enter into this gift. Everything is holy. Can we say that? Everything is pure. No, I mean, can you say that really in honesty? Everything is divine in me. Can you say that? I mean, really. It's we can give the soul everything, even our divine life, into the soul's power. That's what God did with the Blessed Mother. God gave Jesus to her. I mean, Theotokos, no one can compare to the Blessed Mother. Yet Jesus is saying, I want you to be like my mother. I want you to be like me, the new Adam, Jesus, the new Eve, Mary. On the other hand, if the soul has done nothing of my holy divine will and knows nothing, we, triune God, do not have anything to give to that soul, because the soul does not merit anything, since she lacks the seed to generate the good that pertains to us, triune God. So, the soul has not one right to receive pay from her celestial father. It's not one right. Now, think about that. The saints, all that the saints have done, were doing the will of God, not living in the will of God. Okay, so what does that mean? They have no right to receive pay from the celestial father. What does that mean? Jesus says that the saints will be like a halo around the Son, S-U-N, of God. Which, when you go get a book over there, that's what the Vatican wrote about Luisa. The Son of my divine will is Luisa Picaretta. That's what the cover says. That's what the Vatican tells us. The Vatican knows very clearly what's coming. They know what they're going through. And they know this is going to save everything. This is going to bring a new beginning for everyone and for everything. So if the soul does not, what is it Jesus says? If the soul does not live in the divine will, have that right, they have no right to receive the pay for the celestial father. So the saints will always be on the outside. This is what Jesus tells Luisa. Outside of the Son of the divine will. The little children of the holy divine will enter into the Son of God. S-U-N of God. participating in God, in, with, through, and for God. This is the celestial pay. The saints can't possess that. They are living in the divine will now, but they never entered into it on earth. Why? They did not have Louisa. We have Louisa. We can do this. If the soul had not labored in our field, we can say, I do not know you. Therefore, if in everything, or at least partly, she has not done anything of my divine will, heaven is closed for the creature. The soul does not have any right to the celestial fatherland. So that's why a lot of saints had to go to purgatory, to be purged of everything. Even one venial sin will keep you out of heaven. So what God is asking of us, he's asking us, do you want to live my life? Do you want to live my mother's life? And when we say yes, he says, I will give it to you. I give you the book of heaven. And as you read this, as you study this, as you put this into practice, it's a new beginning for you, a new beginning for the world. If you don't, then you must go to purgatory to be purged. This is the reason why we, Triune God, insist so much that our most holy divine will be always done, that it be known, because we, Triune God, want to populate heaven with our beloved children. He says, the little children of the holy divine will are my most special of all children, my most dear of all children. He says that about us. We're nothing. We're not even good enough to become saints. Yet he's asking us, would you enter into sharing my divinity? Would you be willing to do that? And when we say yes, God goes, okay, get out of the way. Let me do this. God's going to do this. So he says very, very clearly, this is the reason why we insist so much that our divine will always be done, that it be known, because we, Triune God, want to populate heaven with our beloved children. And since everything has come forth from us, Triune God, we, Triune God, want that everything return back into our divine womb. That's what God is waiting for. Volume 33, 929, 1935. My blessed daughter, let me pour out my divine love. Listen to me. You must know this, that the creature has always been with us from the beginning of time in our divine mind. She has always had her place in the womb of her creator and ab eterno in every act, every thought, every word, every step was decorated with a special love of ours. He saved the best for last, you know. That's why the saints were not given this. You look at the men and women of the Old Testament. They were not given the redemption of kingdom, the kingdom of a redemption. They did not receive ontological change at baptism. They did not receive the body, blood, soul, and the divinity of Christ. The men and women of the Old Testament didn't have the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit, the 12 fruits of the Holy Spirit. It wasn't time. But since Jesus came, then it was time for everybody to have the gifts and the fruits of the sacraments of the church, the sacramentals of the church. Now is the time, and that's what Father Bucci keeps on telling us, now is the time of Louisa. It's our time. And we have to begin to understand this is different than any of the saints before us. The saints went through great sufferings, great purgations, they fasted, they prayed, they did penance. Jesus is saying to us, I want you to do more than this. I want you to live in my divine will. What does that mean? Not giving life to your human will, which is the martyrdom of martyrdoms. It's much more than the saints could ever have thought of because they didn't have Louisa. We're learning how to do this through this little newborn. Jesus says, in every act, in fact, in every act of the soul, there is a chain of so many of our divine acts which involve the acts, the thoughts, etc., of the creature. We become one with God, fused with God in His most holy divine will. And that's why we fuse ourselves every day in the divine will. Fusing is welding. You weld one piece of metal to the other. We don't want to be separated from Jesus. We don't want to do anything separate from Jesus. We always want to do everything one with, in, through, and for Jesus, as He's doing everything with, in, through, and for us. And this love of ours gives, nourishes, and the repetitions of all her acts. And oh, how beautiful the soul is in our divine mind, because Louisa and the soul is linked to Louisa. are formed by the continuous breaths of our divine love, wanted love, not forced love, not love of necessity, but rather generative virtue of our Supreme Being that always generates and always places its continuous love over her works, virtues of our omnipotent fiat that did not generate her new works, but and it did not have the continuous act of loving, it would feel as suffocated in its flames and paralyzed in its continuous motion. So here, the saints did not have this, but Louisa has this. It's continuous act of love. It's the flames of God. This is the fire that's coming upon the earth. The flames are paralyzed in its continuous motion for the little children of the sanctity, of the life of sanctity. The flames in Louisa are not paralyzed. It's a continuous burning of Holocaust that's coming upon the earth. It's the love of God. That's what's coming. Now, wanting to put forth the creature from our divine womb, we make her do little... We make her do her little way in time. So God leads us, guides us, directs us. He teaches us how to walk. He teaches us how to breathe. He teaches us how to have our heart beating in the divine will. This is our little way. Slowly but surely, we're learning this. Little by little, which is the joy of God, little by little, we're learning this. And again, don't get discouraged. Just keep on working and out of the blue, you will be able to do this. This is what's going to happen. So he says, our love never stops assailing, investing, courting, all her acts with its special love. If this were lacking, she would lack the generative, vivifying strength and engine of the human being. Oh, if creatures only knew that if they, in their every thought, every word, every work, as well as their every breath and every heartbeat, runs a distinct divine love of God's. How they would love us, Triune God, and would not profane with unworthy acts our love that's so great, that's so magnificent. See, therefore, how your Jesus loves you, Louisa, and loves us who are linked to Louisa, and knows how to love you. Therefore, learn from me to love me. Learn from Jesus how to love God, not from the saints anymore. The saints gave us holy things, saintly things, good things. Learn from Jesus how to love Jesus. This is doing your rounds. This is praying your rounds every day. This is the prerogative of our love, to always love everything that has come forth from us, Triune God, to make all the acts of the creatures rise from within our divine love, not human love, not human sanctity, divine sanctity. Vine 35, 9, 12, 1937. You must know, and again, this is a command from Jesus Christ. You must know that when we, Triune God, want to do good to the creatures or to reveal a divine truth, which is the greatest good that we, Triune God, can give to humanity. Because by speaking of the divine will, we make of the divine will a gift. First, we mature it within the womb of our divinity. And then, when we no longer contain it, because our love is such that it wants to see the creature possess that divine will to the extent of becoming fidgety and delirious, even to making us languish for desire to see that good transmitted to souls, we, Triune God, give this gift to mankind. God is going to do this, but he's looking for souls who want it. He says, when I find the souls that want it, I will give it to the world, which means he hasn't found anybody yet. We're not wanting this enough yet. We're still focused on ourselves. That's what Jesus is saying. We, Triune God, find ourselves in the pitiful condition of a poor mother who, once her pregnancy comes to term, feels as though she would die if she didn't deliver her baby into daylight, but cannot die. We cannot die. But we don't deliver to the light the good which we, Triune God, want to give birth. And our love reaches such excesses. If souls could see it, they would understand how much a God can love and how much love they constrict us, Triune God, when they don't accept the gift that we, Triune God, want to give to them. Therefore, when we, Triune God, find the one, this is Louisa, who receives this gift, we confirm the gift and we make a feast, feeling victorious for the good we, Triune God, give them. And our baby delivered with so much love, being received by the one creature, Louisa, one single creature, born of original sin, making her give round, pray round to all creatures. And with its regenerative virtue, it shall regenerate many other divine births, filling the whole world. That's what's happening right now with us as we read, as we study, as we put this into practice. You have to understand, this is not saintly. It's divine. We shall have the great glory of seeing heaven and earth filled with our gift of our and our goods, and of seeing it possessed by those souls who want to receive the divine will. We feel everything in the loving voices, the notes of our speaking love, returning to us our repressed love. We could not deliver this gift of ours. Had we not found at least one soul, Louisa Picaretta, willing to receive this. The Blessed Mother had it as Theotokos, Mother of God. No human being born of original sin had this. He says they found Louisa, the newborn. Volume 35, 1937. Since nothing other than divine love can enter us, Triune God, this divine will of mine, as if shrunk inside the creature, turns everything the soul does into divine love. It's not human love. If she prays, if she adores or works, it melts everything into divine love. And with a power all divine, my own divine will leads these acts of the creatures back into the womb of our divinity so that they can take their place inside our divine love. Do you see what God's doing? Now listen to another surprise of divine love that is nearly unbelievable. Once the soul has given us, Triune God, the freedom to imitate her, this is the humility of God. Imitating a human. Giving us, Triune God, life within herself, hands, feet, mouths, we call that soul, Louisa Picaretta, our imitation. This is another title of Louisa. Louisa, the imitation of God. We've read the imitation of Christ. God has given us the imitation of Louisa. As we let Louisa enter into our divine being, the power of our fiat gives Louisa its steps without foot, letting her be everywhere, in the angels and the saints of the Celestial Queen, and even back into our divine womb. Oh, how happy we, Triune God, are in seeing Louisa, no longer surrounded by the human nature, but free together with us, Triune God, working without hands and speaking without mouth. Oh, how many words with our word. Louisa tells us the long story of our divine love and of our operating fiat. And Louisa feels our eternal wisdom being poured out into herself. Oh, how many things Louisa tells us, Triune God, about our divine being. You see how our prayer life is completely changed? It's not praying the prayers of the saints. I love the prayers of the saints. Saint Teresa, Saint Ignatius, Saint Francis, Saint Dominic, they're beautiful prayers. This is God's prayer. We're beginning to realize how to pray the way Jesus prayed, the way Mary prayed, the way they taught Louisa Picaretta how to pray. And if Louisa talks and talks, oh, how we, Triune God, delight in hearing the creature narrate what we, Triune God, are. It's not about us. It's not about me, me, me. I told you about that one woman. She kept on saying, I'm this and I'm that and I have this and God gave me this and I have this and God wants this and this is what I have and I have this. I said, stop using the word I. She couldn't talk. Because it was all about her. What is this? And how we delight in hearing the creature narrate what we, Triune God, are. God is holy. God is pure. God is perfect. God is God, and we have to focus on Him. Taken by our divine flames of love, she even feels the need to love us, Triune God, without a heart, because her human heart has its limits, while our divine love without heart has no limits. You see what God is saying? I don't want you to do anything human anymore. It is immense. So the creature gets rid of her human heart and loves inside our infinite divine love, entering into the Son, S-U-N, of God. Not the limited love of St. Teresa of Avila or St. Catherine of Siena or St. John of the Cross. They're beautiful saints. But what Jesus is saying is, I want you to enter into my divine love and love me divinely. Volume 35, 926, 1937. Oh, if you only knew what it means to be loved by all with an ever-growing love, and to have the power to love all with a new growing love, to be able to say to your Creator, growing and ever new is your love for me, growing and ever new is my love for you. You see what God is doing? He's leading us away from the human to embrace the divine. This divine love surpasses the heavens. It fills the celestial fatherland, and its waves come to unload themselves into our divine womb. Oh, what wonders happen! All remain astonished and glorified. Glorify my divine will for such a great gift that God, that the divine will, gives to the creature. It's to love the way God loves. And if we give her this gift, we enlarge her capacity so that she may understand what a gift she has received and use it correctly. We, Triune God, give her the gift of inseparability, the union with God, so that she arrives at the point of feeling our divine life more than her own human life. God becomes for her the actor and the spectator, while she remains the bearer of her Creator, living with His very divine life, love, and power. With this gift of the divine will, everything becomes her own. She has the right over everyone and everything. And when we, Triune God, see that she possesses this gift of the divine will, we add the gift of making her triumphant over all. This is the triumph of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. We become like her Son. Triumph over herself. Triumph over God. All is triumph within her. Triumph of grace. Triumph of sanctity. Triumph of love. And we call Luisa, this is another title of Luisa, Luisa our winner. We let Luisa win everything because that is our gift for her. And when we triumph give, God give, we triumph God want to see the fruit contained in our divine gift. It's sharing in divinity. It's what the priest says every day at Holy Mass when he puts the drop of water in the chalice. May we share in divinity. It's happening now because of Luisa. And it's beginning to happen in us little by little, those who are linked to Luisa. Volume 35, 10, 3, 1937. You must know. Again, this is a command from Jesus Christ. You must know that when we triumph God, deliver the creation from the womb of our divinity, since it is already within us from eternity, in letting it out of our fiat, we also put out with the sea of love all that the creature had to do, all that we have to think, say, and do. Everything becomes repaired. Everything becomes redone. Why does God do this? Because it's going to look as if Adam never sinned. Everything will be repaired. Who is he asking to do this? He's asking us to do this. Nobody else wants to do it. They're doing holy things, good things, saintly things. God bless them. This is divine. And he's asking us to do this. Therefore, all came out from ourselves, Triune God. And we, Triune God, we're offering everything that the soul was supposed to do. So the whole of creation is crammed with all the works that have to be done until the last person on earth. Although invisible to human eyes, this is visible and palpitating for us, Triune God, in our holy divine will, forming a more beautiful creation than creation itself. And all our divine love is so great that as this creation occupies the whole atmosphere, we, Triune God, bring it into our divine womb. So as we, Triune God, deliver the creature to daylight with our own creative hands, we, Triune God, begin offering to them all that they have to do as principle of each of their acts. God, see, God is repairing everything. And he's saying, do you want to participate in this? Do you want to participate in this? When we say yes, he says, good. Get out of my way. Let me do this. God's doing this. We can't do a divine act. That no human can do a divine act. But if we let God do it, God will do it. Remember, that's what St. Louis de Montfort says. In the final days, they'll be the greatest saints of the history of the church, history of the world, and it's nothing that they have done but what God has done for them. God is going to do this. We place the life of our fiat as foundation of our love as food for each act, since we, Triune God, do not do or give anything if it doesn't have our divine will for principle and our love for food and assent. It would be work unworthy of our supreme fiat, giving things that have nothing of our life and that do not possess the food of our love. So God says, I have to do this. It's of my life, it's of my food that I give to you. I'm going to do this. The whole creation was a birth, and all the acts that human generations were supposed to do always kept since eternity in our divine womb. Everything that you were supposed to do to become a divine, to live in the divine life, has already been done. God's waiting for us to do it. So, which, unable to contain it in any longer, our love needs to deliver it. Our love wanted to pour it out. So, as we delivered the creation, we also delivered all that the creature was supposed to do. God knows what we're supposed to do. But when we're in the way, we're not doing it. Me, 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 I. That's got to stop. So, he says, since we do an act, we, Triune God, make it complete. Our divine fiat encloses all within itself. Creation and human acts placed itself in waiting to deliver the creature to daylight, to administer to her the acts that belong to her. And isn't this an exuberant love that only a God could have, to order and to form all the acts and then to deliver to light the one Louisa who was to use those acts to form the sanctity, to form the love, to form the glory for herself and for the one who created her. See, she has done this. Louisa has done this. And now God is asking us, would you be willing to do this with Louisa, one with Louisa? Would you be willing to learn how to do this? And when we say yes, watch what happens. Volume 35, 10, 19, 1937. Now, our divine will, in wanting the creature to live in the divine will in order to form its kingdom, loves itself, and loving itself, wants to give what it possesses. This is why you love your neighbor as you love yourself. Jesus is there. Jesus is in your neighbor. You love your neighbor. Why? Jesus is there. This is what he's trying to teach us. Our divine will is happy only when it forms the repetition of our life, and when the divine will operates in the acts of the creature, then, triumphant and victorious, with the highest glory and honor for us, Triune God, it brings them back into our divine womb, so that we, Triune God, may recognize our own life in the acts of the creature who lives in our divine will. This is the meaning of loving itself all that it wants to do and produce, giving itself in order to form another being similar to itself, image and likeness of God. Listen to that. Giving itself in order to form another being similar to God. You see what God is doing? He doesn't want you to be miserable anymore with me, 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 I. It's got to be Jesus and Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve, through the little newborn Louisa. Watch how it changes your life. You're not miserable anymore. You're not worried, fearful, anxious, complaining, and negative. You're saying fiat in every situation. Closer, every time you say fiat, you get closer and closer to God. Volume 35, 11, 12, 1937. Do you think that we, Triune God, remain indifferent to your many I love yous? How many times have you said to God, I love you today? You saw the sunrise. You had some food. You're listening to the divine will. How many times have you said, I love you, I love you, I love you? That should be your heartbeat all throughout the day. I love you, I love you, I love you. With which you invested the creation. Not at all. We look at them one by one as our jewels. These I love yous give us, Triune God, the glory we had during creation, and therefore let our feast continue. If these I love yous cannot be seen other than by ourselves, it is because our divine will, immense also in creation, eclipses with its light your I love yous, keeping them jealously hidden inside its womb. It happens as to the sun, whose light and heat are greater and more intense than all the previous effects contained within it. They cannot be seen, but it is certain that the sun possesses these effects. In fact, if its light touches the flower, it gives color to the flower, painted like an artist, the variety of beauties of the colors, so as to form the sweetest enchantment for the human generations. If it touches the plants, the fruits, it gives variety of sweetnesses and tastes. This shows how the sun is not only light and heat, but it hides other goods inside its womb of light. Such is the creature who lives in our divine will. As Louisa loves and adores, Louisa forms the beauty of her rainbow of love in her works, the variety of joys and sweetnesses of her good acts, which Louisa jealously hides within her womb. My divine will is the hiding place for love and is for all that the creature does in the divine will, forming the most beautiful ornament to our divine works, the sweet enchantment of our eyes. And we are so pleased that we show this to the whole celestial court to let them delight together with us. All of heaven is delighting with God when they see Louisa do something. Because Louisa always does it in the divine will, and that's what God is trying to teach us. To do everything in the divine will. Volume 35, 11, 20, 1937. My divine will makes arise the operating love of the soul on souls on earth and the beautifying love in heaven. Where there's no love, I don't even move. I do not go, nor do I know what to do with the creature. But the love that my divine will makes arise is immense, and there is no place in which the one, Louisa, who lives in the divine will, cannot be found, all invested, almost clumsy with my love. So, soon, Louisa has our same destiny. What's the destiny? Loving everywhere and in every place. Loving always, loving everyone. That's our destiny. You want to know what your destiny is? Here it is right here. What's your destiny? Loving everywhere and every place. Loving always and everyone. We're supposed to be in God's image and likeness. That's what God does. That's what God wants to do in us. We feel that she loves us in all, in the hearts of everyone, past, present, and future. Her love runs to every place, and she loves us, Triune God, in the sun, in the heavens, in the shining of the stars, in the whispering of the wind, in the murmuring of the sea, in the darting of the fish, in the singing of the birds. We, Triune God, feel that Louisa loves us also in the hearts of the angels of the saints and even in our divine womb. Everyone says, may you, Louisa, be welcome. Oh, how we await you, Louisa. Come and take your place of honor, Louisa. Louisa, come and love our Creator in us. Giving you a glimpse of Louisa. Everyone is singing that. Are you singing that? Jesus says very, very clearly. He wants us to remember. It's a new way of living. This, as the apostles started the new way 2,000 years ago, Jesus is saying to us, I want you to start this new way of living. The life of love. But not human love. Divine love. This is what God is waiting for. Volume 35, 11, 29, 1937. Do you think that my divine will did not take into account all that you have suffered? Think about what your sufferings, physical, spiritual, mental, emotional. Not at all. My divine will preserves within its womb of light all your suffering, big and small, your distressed and sorrowful sighs your privations. It even used them as material to be able to conceive, deliver, and grow its life in you. It could not grow through each one of your pains. It could grow through each one of your pains that were being fed by its divine sanctity, filled with the ardor of divine love, embellished with unreachable divine beauty. See, suffering is very much important to God. Physical, spiritual, mental, emotional suffering that we're all going through, it brings us closer to God. Why? Because look, Jesus suffered the most. And when we say, I want you, God, he says, I want you to be more like my son. I want you to be more like my mother. That's suffering. If you're going through suffering, good. Don't pity me with your pity tears. It's, thank you, Jesus. This is what you want. I want it. This is what you've given me, fiat. I embrace it. Volume 35, 12:6, 1937. We do not want to be the isolated God, to keep her far away from us. Isolation has never brought great works or happiness. Company matures the birth of good and makes the most beautiful works arise to the light. This is why we, Triune God, created so many things, to have the opportunity to have her company many times for as many created things. And since we always remain in the act of doing what we did once, the one who lives in our divine will accompanies us always. She receives our creative act, and we receive the glory and in the return of created love. Therefore, we, Triune God, keep Louisa company when the celestial spheres, in the shining sun, in the blowing of the wind, in the air that all breathe, in the murmuring of the seas, everywhere, in every place, Louisa follows us. Louisa defends us and returns love to us. Louisa cannot live without us. And without loving us, we cannot be without Louisa and the souls linked to Louisa. So jealous, we hold Louisa tightly to our divine womb. And that's where, God, when we're with Louisa, this is where we are as well. Volume 35, 12, 18, 1937. Daughter of my divine will, each thing that the creature does, keeping my will as principle of life, no matter how small it might be, contains one divine life. Therefore, in the endless sea of my divine will, of my divine love, one can see many little lives of divine love, divine light, swimming and floating, having taken their place inside this ocean of divine love. Oh, how we repaid, we feel, because what Louisa gives us in her little love is life and of love. And what she gave us in doing her acts is life of light. Again, God wants to transform us into light. They have been formed in the center of the life of our fiat, which possess the true life, and therefore lives are the things that come from it. My fiat creates them first, forming them within itself, and then my divine will puts them out, delivering them from its divine womb. God is in charge. God is in charge. Therefore, each I love you possesses a divine life of divine love. Each adoration possesses the divine life of divine adorations. Each exercise of true virtue possesses one, the life of divine goodness, one, the life of divine wisdom, one, the life of divine fortitude, one, the life of divine power, one, the life of divine sanctity. But that is not all, my daughter. I want to tell you another surprise. For the creature who lives in my divine will, one, I love you, does not wait for another. Every heartbeat is an I love you. Every breath is an I love you. In the name of everyone and everything past, present, and future. With a life of love, contains those in those prodigies, the I love yous run, one runs ahead of one behind, one flies and takes his place in inside the endless sea. They compete among themselves. One I love you runs faster, another wants to be put itself ahead, another wants to be the first to be thrown itself into our arms, another makes a jump far ahead and locks itself into our divine womb. Life cannot be still. These small lives, no matter how small, have a breath, a heartbeat, a step, a voice. They are all eyes. This is divine revelation to watch us, Triune God. They breathe divine love. They give us divine love. They palpitate with divine love. They have our same step since we move and walk because we divinely love. Their voices speak always of divine love. They divinely love us so much they always want to hear about the story of the eternal love of God. So we'll end there in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.